I love that. I love the way that looks. You know, I often forget how much he loves the rest of the world. I'm just enjoying the love he has for me. But when I stop and think about, you know, he loves me, he saved me, he died for me, why aren't I in heaven? And then I remember, for the same reason that person who told me about his love was not in heaven. So he could be here reminding me of that and living it and proving it. Because if you're anything like me, I don't always believe everything I hear, no matter how good it sounds. It's important to investigate, and God invites that. So. My prayer for all of you this Christmas season is that you would have that rest. And we already have everything we could ask for, even things we don't even know about that God has given us and done for us. The important thing, as you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but our family around us, the people who don't know him, the people running around in all those stores out there that are, you know, looking for that perfect gift, and if they don't get it, well, life is just going to end. They need to know that it's not about so much about the gifts that we give each other. It's about the gift that God has given us. And we can give that gift away. You know, when Jesus said that it's more blessed to give than to receive, he was talking about more than things. I believe he was talking about love. Because that is the greatest gift. And that is a gift that we can give away all day, every day, because he has an unlimited supply. And he said he would pour out his love into our hearts so that we could pass it around. So he asked me to remind you guys where rest comes from, because I know I need to be reminded of it often. There's always so much to worry about. But worry doesn't change things. So. I like it. His word says in verse 12, he said, "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It's living, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even the soul and the spirit." Sometimes our emotions try to run our lives. They do mine anyway. But we're called to be spiritual. And when we're confused, his word helps us to discern whether our decisions are being made on emotion or whether we're being led by the Spirit. If our actions, if our thoughts don't line up with the Word of God, chances are our emotions are trying to lead us somewhere. I learned a long time ago, well, since I've known Christ, that my emotions, if I make my decisions based on them, I usually get hurt. There's no peace or joy or rest in that. God gave us emotions, but I believe that emotions were given to us, they're expressed when the Holy Spirit works in our lives. When God works in me, and he does something that sets me free, then my emotions can have free rein to just be grateful and thankful. I can have that peace and joy and rejoice when I see things in this world that break his heart. Yeah, the Holy Spirit in me, it makes me angry. And then I try to remember that his word also says, be angry, but do not sin. The do not sin part is where I really need his help. And it's hard to have rest when your emotions are in control of your life. And that's why his word is so important. That's why I get rest from hearing his word. By hearing it, I mean from him, having him teach me it. He said that his word he holds above his name. That tells me that I should regard his word as being very, very important, because I know his name. I love his name. His name is merciful and gracious and long-suffering and patient and forgiving. I love that. I need that. I need my God to be all of that, as well as powerful, mighty, ever-present. But his word, as Peter said, they're words of life. And this word here, this promise of rest, is one I'm sure God wanted us to get a full grip of. Because if we're not resting in Jesus Christ, in his word, in the truth, then we are not going to be representing him in love in this world. And that is the example that he left us here to set, especially this time of year. Even though this probably is not the exact time of year that he was born. I don't know. I wasn't there. But this is the day that the church has chosen to celebrate it. So if you don't have rest, if you're not resting, if you don't have joy in your salvation, it's okay. You can tell him that. And he'll show you where that comes from. And God help us around you that do have that rest and joy to lead you in the right direction. You all should have smiles on your faces because you can have that rest. And like he said, we should be diligent to enter into that rest. It can be hard work sometimes to enter into that rest. But you know what? Once you get there, the work is done. Stop working. That was the whole point. To work until you get the rest. Work, you know, that is the work. The work, our work is trusting and loving and believing. That's our work. That's our part. And that's something we have to purpose in our heart to do. It's something we choose to do. It's a choice. So be diligent. Work hard to trust, to love. And when you get that rest, you can stop working. We can stop working. We can't earn God's love anymore. We can't earn it. It's given. I love that. I don't have to, you know, to work to get it. And once I have that rest, what I do is not work. It's a pleasure. It's a blessing. I have no greater satisfaction in my life than to share what God has given me. I don't need anything else except to be reminded by you guys. Your prayers, your protection from the enemy. So, rest. If you're not there, get there. I encourage you and I pray for you. Father, we just thank you that that's your heart for us. Lord, that you see us all present with you. Lord, you said that in this world we're going to have trouble, but you also said that we should have good courage because you've overcome the world. Lord, may we rest our hearts and minds and your truth. Lord, help us to remember to hold each other up in prayer. Lord, to encourage each other with your word. And Lord, to be diligent. Lord, to just seek out your truth, Lord. Thank you so much that it is alive and living and powerful and is able to do everything that you send it out to do. Lord, I pray for these people whom you love. Lord, that they would not be distracted by the ways of this world. Lord, that they could have the peace and joy that you want for them, especially this time of year, Lord. Thank you for the gift that you've given us in Jesus Christ. Thank you for leaving us here, Lord, so that we can share that with the people we love. Lord, I just pray you watch over them, protect them from the enemy. And Lord, just draw us close. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming.